Yesterday we were hearing a pastime of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his associates was going on a pathway between Puri and Bengal, and there was a counter, some tolnaka counter, where all the passers-by would be checked for their belongings and for their identity and all that. So the tax collector, he asked Lord Chaitanya, "Are you alone or is there anyone with you?" So Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, in this world I am all alone." And anyway, somehow the tax collector was inspired to let him go. But Mahaprabhu crossed the door. When he went to the other side, he went and sat on a stone. And profuse tears started coming from his eyes, and he was weeping. You can understand how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna, but completely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. It is said, even when he was living in Puri, and it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he would sometimes, with his foot nails, would make markings on the ground, and his eyes would be brimming with tears whenever Lord Jagannath would be in the Anavasara period, when he cannot get darshan of Lord Jagannath. So in this way he was completely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He thought of himself to be Radharani only, and nobody else. He never thought of himself to be Krishna. In the same manner, when the tax collector asked him, "Are you alone in this world?" he felt immense separation from Krishna, what Srimati Radharani would feel. And he said, "Yes, I am all alone in this world." And that brought tears to his eyes. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his personal example, teaching how one should long for Krishna or want for Krishna, and how one should feel separation from Krishna. A devotee, whether he feels like an orphan, left alone, or Krishna, in either way, a devotee strikes a relationship with Krishna. A devotee in this world never feels insecure, or inferior, or left out like an orphan, fearful of not having enough material security, not having enough bank balance, not having enough social support or political support. A devotee doesn't care for any of these things. But a devotee's feeling of orphan springs from his separation from Krishna. In this way, when a devotee is brought to the presence of Krishna, or given a realization of the presence of Krishna, then a devotee feels a great delight. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his songs, "Naam bina kichu nahi to aaro, chauda bhuvana maaje." He says, in all the 14 worlds I have seen, there is nothing sensible, nothing meaningful, nothing purposeful than the holy names of Krishna. He says, in Bhagavatam it is said, tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upari adaha. When you wander in all the 14 worlds, the conditioned souls see the objects of sense enjoyment to be very purposeful and meaningful. Whereas Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what is there in all these worlds other than eating, sleeping, mating and defending? These 14 worlds are simply useless. But the only purposeful, meaningful thing is the Krishna's holy name. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how he finds a great shelter in the holy names of Krishna. And he does not find any shelter in any of the material supports offered by the material nature. So in this way, whether it be with Krishna or without Krishna, a devotee strikes a relationship with Krishna. And that should be the proper spirit of approaching the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.